This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Casey?
Good. Looks like it's the two of us so far.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, I'm just a little freaking out a little bit there for a second. I couldn't find the damn phone number.
You're like, where'd it go?
Yeah, I remember seeing it like three times, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It'll always be this same phone number if you want to save it in your phone.
Okay.
As like YFNR or whatever, because it's the same number that we use for our committee calls too.
Okay, very good.
I should have probably mentioned that a long time ago.
Nah.
It's more fun to keep you guessing.
That's true. Yeah. Yep, you know how to push some buttons, you know that?
Right. No kidding.
How are things over there?
Good. Dry.
Yeah, dry here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally dry everywhere.
I know it. Hey, after
okay,
I talk to you on
hope
the phone.
For... Yeah.
Hope for what? Rain?
It what? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, after I talked to you on the phone there, I was actually spraying my last field for the day. And I was going to be done.
Yeah.
And I got back to the yard, and I was going to unload my sprayer off trailer and look at the left front tire. Earlier, like second field this morning, I hit this deer antler. Nothing wrong with it. You know, I mean, my tire was fine. Just threw this antler out in front of the sprayer. And anyway, get back to the yard, and my tire's starting to go low. Well, sure as hell, I had about an inch and a quarter piece of antler stuck in my tire I was able to find.
Oh, no kidding. You thought you got lucky, too.
Yeah, I did.
Hi, did we have somebody else join us? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Looks like Annalise is...
Hi, this is Annalise, yeah, from Statewide Sonora. Hey, guys.
Hey, Annalise.
Hey. So far, it's just the three of us, so...
Oh, super.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like a fun discussion.
Early.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hi there, it's Davina.
Hey, how's it going?
Davina.
Awesome. It's looking kind of cloudy, so if we get some moisture, I'll be a lot happier.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what Alex and I were just talking about. It's kind of dry everywhere, so it'd be nice if it does turn into something.
It would be great. I know we've got quite a few counties entering into a D3, so we're triggering some programs. So it's desperate.
Yeah, no kidding. So if we want to just give a few more minutes, give a few more people a chance. Looks like we had one more join us this evening.
How about that Von Miller? Okay. Anyway.
I do like me some Von Miller.
Looks like we had a couple more to jump on, so I guess
okay.
If Alex, if you want to kick us off, I think we're okay to go ahead and roll.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I guess I'll just introduce myself. Alex Rock. I'm from Ray, Colorado, northeastern part of the county, or of the state. My family and I farm and feed cattle, irrigated and dry land, about 6 different crops. As well as we have a commercial trucking operation, and we raise buffalo or bison as well. I've been involved. My wife, Audrey, and then I got 3 boys, Destin, Holton, and Hatcher, 2, 4, and 6. And, you know, I've been involved in the YF&R program for, as Colorado Farm Bureau for about 14 years now. You know, YF&R has been pretty important to me. I was born into Farm Bureau, and then my entire family's been Farm Bureau forever, but through YF&R, I really got started through college, NJC in Sterling, and kind of really have grown from there. YF&R, to me, I guess, really here lately, you know, there's a lot of parts to Farm Bureau, whether it be the insurance side, which is probably the biggest, but the policy development from the grassroots side of the producer on up has been extremely important. I believe as far as in all of agriculture, but they really stand up for the producer from the ground up. The most important part of, I would think, to me as YF&R is the networking side, just meeting people your own age that are actually fighting the same battles that you are, having the same issues, trying to expand or even get started. And that's where Farm Bureau really has helped to me personally, too, just being able to find people that are like-minded and actually create lifelong friends throughout the state. And all over the country, actually. But anyway, so Farm Bureau has meant a lot to me in that aspect. I also actually just was recently appointed to the state FSA committee. And so that's just a small part of what I do. But YF&R, we have a few things actually coming up events-wise for Farm Bureau. April 11th, 6 p.m., Colorado State University is actually hosting a water panel. And I'll just go through a couple of these events here, dates and times. And if you need any more of this information, you're free to contact Casey Burns at any time. April 27th, Adams State is actually doing an opioid crisis panel. We're actually going to have a transportation compliance and safety workshop a couple different times. Through Colorado State Patrol rules and regulations with the agricultural trucks and transportation safety, truck inspections, the electronic, the ELDs, electronic logs, and those will be throughout the state. Morgan County, April 17th, Adams County, April 21st, and then if you'd like any more information, like I said, on any of these events or anything, YF&R in general, just please contact Casey Burns, and I can give you her phone number here in a bit, but she's on the website as well. She's on this call, so she can give you her own personal information. So I guess with that information out there, I would like to introduce Davina Wilbanks as our, she's with FSA, mainly handling the loan program for the beginning farmers and things like that, and I'll let her expand on that. But her bio here, I'll just go ahead and give you a little information. She was raised in southeastern Colorado near Campo. Her family farmed roughly 3,000 acres, of which consisted of milo, feed, and wheat. and have around 50 head of breeding livestock as well. She graduated college at West Texas A&M University with a degree in ag business and economics, and started with FSA in 2009 as a program technician, and then was promoted in 2012 to the farm loan officer position. She currently serves 12 counties in Colorado, which are Pueblo, Teller, Park, Otero, Lake, Grafno. Yeah, I'm going to butcher some of these.
That's okay.
Orfano. Anyway, Fremont, El Paso, Los Animas, Custer, Crowley, and the Chaffee or Chafee County.
Chafee, yep.
Okay. And she and her husband have one son and also raise livestock, consisting of 4 head of horses, 19 head of breeding cows, and 6 head of bucking bulls. So welcome, Davina, and I'll give you the floor.
Well, thank you, sir. First off, I don't know how many of you got the fact sheets that I sent to Casey. They do explain our programs very well to an extent. I do get a lot of people that go on and look at different programs, and then they call me and say, well, we want to do this. And I'm like, eh, that doesn't quite fit in our program. We do really try to work with the beginning farmers just the best that we can, because this is an important part of our agricultural community. You know, when I was growing up, I told my dad, I was like, one of these days I'm going to take over the farm. That was my goal. And he told me, no, I will not let you. And I was like, well, that's kind of rude. But as I've seen things progress through the years, I've obviously seen the struggles, the heartaches, and then with us owning our own livestock, to a certain extent, I can appreciate his concern over that, because with our farming down in Baca County, we were completely dry land. You know, when I moved to Pueblo and I got this job, I did not understand irrigation very much, let alone vegetables. Oh my gosh, vegetables was a completely different ballpark for me. But irrigation is new to me, or was new to me. I understand it now in the different ditches through the counties that I work with. But, you know, that even with our current situation with the drought, it's still a concern on certain ditches. But what I want to stress, you know, to our young and beginning farmers is that we have to keep this alive. We've got to keep agriculture in our communities. And you may think that you're not making a difference, but all of this feeds people. Everything you do contributes. You know, we hear about problems in this, you know, this community, this feedlot going down, this, that, and the other. But it's because of you that we can actually keep things, you know, cycling. We can keep the cycle going. So our programs with FSA, they're extremely beneficial. We have low interest rates. We have great, you know, amortization on whether it's real estate, you know, chattel, machinery, equipment, livestock, you know, and we do annual operating, you know, loans for you guys so you guys can get started. You know, a few of our requirements for real estate is that we do like to see, you know, 3 out of the last 10 years of which you've had some kind of management, you know, day-to-day labor activities with, you know, the operation that you're wanting to conduct. Here a couple of years ago, they changed the management part of it so that you don't have to manage an operation. You just have to manage people. So we could have somebody that's a manager at 7-Eleven or a grocery store or something like that, or even in the military, it's been a manager. And we can actually count that for 1 year of your management. So they, I appreciate that they did change that because showing that management ability where you can actually, step up and take the responsibility to do what needs to be done, then, that was actually a plus. So we do want though that you do have the actually hands-on experience though with that operation. That's kind of there's a lot of people that have trouble understanding that, but it's important because people they think that, and I'm sure everybody can understand this, especially when it comes to, similar type animals such as, well, bison and cattle. They're not the same. Cattle, from my experience and doing loans with them, or can be a little bit easier. Bison, you have to have a special type of experience with them. And that's just how it is. So, those are not similar operations. We do need with the operation you're going to conduct. We have a very popular program out there right now, called the Participation Loan, which is for real estate, and it is a 50-50 with a bank, and the bank basically they carry the majority of it. You still have to have the same 3 out of the last 10 years for that program, but it has blossomed, and it's very exciting. Banks love it, FSA loves it, and it's like in the I've seen more of our participation loans in the last probably 2 years than in the whole time I've been a loan officer. So that one right there has been just amazing. We do with our chattel loans, which is going to be your equipment and livestock. We can amortize that one out for 7 years. Our current interest rate is 3.5%. We do take a lien on them. We file that with the Secretary of Colorado. And basically what happens is that, when you sell your livestock, anything like that, FSA's name's on the check. You call me, we talk about it. I understand the complications and the heartache of running your own farm or ranch. So because I grew up that way. So it's something that communication is extremely, extremely important. When you're dealing with any kind of operation and an FSA. I'm not a person that's going to be like, nope, I get all your money, run away. That's not how it works. We just communicate. And right now with the current drought situation, things are going to be tough. It is going to be a little bit tough, and that's where we just talk about things, we figure out what we can do, what we can't do, and we go from there. I feel like the reputation of the Farm Service Agency has actually improved tremendously over the last 20 years. My dad actually participated in FSA back in the 80s, and he, when I first got the job with FSA, he was like, "Oh." And I told him, I was like, "Dad, it's different now. We're not against anything. We're promoting our program. Our volume in program participation, farm loan participation has grown by leaps and bounds, And a lot of it is part because banks are tightening up their restrictions on certain things. And so that's what FSA is for. And we've got great, great programs out there, to help with insurance, that kind of stuff, which don't ask me questions about that because I'm not a professional on that side of it. But the farm loan side of it, we have great amortization, great interest rates. We have servicing in case there's a disaster that we need to help with. And that's what we're there for, and especially when it comes to you're socially disadvantaged or historically underserved. And, with our young and beginning farmers, because it's not easy. If you don't have equity, a bank, you know, they'll be like, they'll tell you to call FSA, in which that's what we love. You know, we love that opportunity to get the agricultural community back into play, going, because there's a lot of your ag producers out there that when they're hitting their 60s, 70s, and 80s, we have to have an upcoming generation to take their place, you know, to keep this going. We've got to keep, you know, producing our, you know, our American beef, our American corn. We have to keep this going. And so that's why we rely on you guys to, you know, say, you know what, this is what I want to do. And it's not, it's absolutely not easy. You know, there's no part of it that's easy. But if you guys, you know, if you're up for it, then I strongly suggest that you, you know, take the plunge, get into it. There's going to be ups and downs. I mean, we've seen that over the years, the corn market, the cattle market, you know, I mean, that's really big. Back, you know, down where I grew up at, you know, wheat was a big deal. Up around this area, there's not a whole bunch of winter wheat, but there is some. You know, your feed, all of this is a cycle, because, you know, you're, what you guys produce helps the cattle guys, and it all just comes back around. So it takes everybody and everything to make all of this revolve. And the beginning people in this, you know, it's you guys probably have seen and heard all the horror stories from generations ago, and it doesn't mean it's going to be any easier, but there's programs like with the Farm Service Agency that's out there to help and to get it going. So that's, you know, that's our main focus. We just have to keep generations going. I mean, like when I was introduced, yes, I have a six-year-old, and I really would hope that one day he will take over, you know, our slowly building cattle operation. You know, we don't have a whole bunch, but I really hope that he would, you know, kind of look into that, and that's something that would pique his interest. You know, it's, and going to college too and getting your financial management, you know, that kind of information is very important, or getting classes to help you. It's changed a whole bunch from when my dad did it. You know, he had a black book where he had this tag number cow, had this calf, that kind of stuff, which still works, but you do need to keep, you know, accurate records, you know, make sure you know your expenses, what your income is going to be, and try to calculate it, and don't calculate things at a higher price. Be realistic. That's basically my motto, is that I'm realistic. I'm not optimistic. I'm not pessimistic, but I'm realistic. And I think that that says a lot for an individual whenever they have those, you know, that mindset, you know, in the scheme of things. But in FSA, we have that mindset. We know that there's going to be problems. We know that we can project this, you know, for like crops. We know that we can project that we're going to do this. But in a year like this, people might have to do preventive plants. That's okay. You know, there's going to be hiccups. And we do offer servicing that can help people get through those hiccups, where, you know, we don't want people to stress so much about their financial side of it to where it's, you know, it just really wears on them. They just need to, you know, talk to us, and we can help with it. You know, I work with a lot of banks that never in the past ever used to work with FSA, and they've started working with us. And we've built a lot of great growing, you know, agricultural families. And it's wonderful to see, you know, what's happening out there. This year has been the largest loan volume that I've ever had, and it's a lot of young people, just people that want their own to get going and, you know, make a difference in their community. And I think that that's very, very important. You know, it's a lot of the places that have really been growing is Huerfano County. That's been amazing. Otero County has grown. El Paso has actually grown, as has Crowley County. And so we're starting to branch out, you know, with this agricultural movement. And I'm excited about it. And, it, you know, we've got to keep pushing this, you know, because FSA wouldn't be here without, you know, our up-and-coming farmers and ranchers. So this is very, very important. And we do strive to work with you whenever it comes to whether there's a disaster or you just need a loan. That's, we're there. We've got things covered in several different aspects. Right now, I want to ask anybody if they have any questions about our program. I'm very open to answering any questions and concerns as well, if you guys have anything about our programs.
Don't be shy. This is a perfect time to ask any questions.
Absolutely. I can actually, you know, if anybody is shy, I can get contact information, but I would love the opportunity to address it for the rest of the audience so that they can hear, you know, what answers they may be worried about or questions they may be worried about asking. I can address it all right here.
I don't
Davina,
know.
I guess I have. Go ahead.
This is Jade Marcus from Crowley County, and I don't really have a question, but I was going to say you guys have been extremely helpful to work with through my my land note, because it's been very dry years and we haven't been able to make payments on time like we'd like. But when we call you guys, it's the communication. As long as we keep that up and stuff, you guys have been very easy to work with compared to most banks. So it wasn't really a question, but it's just how easy it is to work with the FSA on these loans. And that's kind of what I was just wanting to say to everybody else that's listening, is you guys have been very easy to work with.
Yeah, I do appreciate that, Dave. And that is it. Communication is definitely the biggest key in this. You know, it's with the people, my borrowers that I work with, it's one of those things, and I tell them, I'm like, look, guys, I'll work with you. You know, I understand this. You know, I get this. So all you have to do is just give me a call, you know, shoot me an email, something like that, saying, you know what, we're having kind of a rough year, you know. And right now, especially with the cattle market, heavier calves are off and on doing better. Lighter calves are off and on doing better. So this is one of those deals that whenever heavier calves are doing better, and, you know, they call me, say, look, we're going to be late. We want to put, you know, an extra 100 pounds on our calves. Perfect. You know, FSA wants what's best for our producers. That's our goal, because eventually you won't need FSA anymore. There's going to be banks out there that's going to be like, hey, can we kind of like to work with this guy. And absolutely, that's our goal, is that you're with FSA so that you can graduate to commercial credit. You know, I'm not going to lie, I get a little sad whenever I've got some of my borrowers that have to leave me, but I know it's better for them. You know, I mean, you develop that relationship, and that's the most important thing, is to trust each other, develop that relationship, and move forward. I mean, we're a stone. You know, we're the stone that's going to build that block for your future. And that's probably the most enjoyable part about this whole job for me, is making a difference. And that's what we strive to do. And that's our, you know, that is just at the end of the day when we go home, you know, it's like, wow, we helped this person out. We made somebody's goal in their life, you know, actually come true, or their dream. That's what we're here for. And we've been trying, you know, to get our programs out there. And I think we're doing an amazing job between our outreach that we have in our state office and Gov Delivery and all of our letters that we send out, which some people probably get tired of the correspondence, but it's an honest effort by the whole FSA, you know, agency, and we all work very good together to promote these programs to get these to, you know, to you, even if you do have hard years. That's okay. We're here. I feel like we've really, you know, made people sleep at night, you know, based on that, you know, it's, and that's what we do. And I'm not going to say we're the answer to everything with our programs, but we do offer just the kind of assistance that I feel like is what is getting our, you know, our next generation going. Is there any other questions or comments out there?
Davina, do you think that your rates, as far as your land purchase, mm-hmm. are they moving up with the rates of what land are selling for? And can you compete with that, I guess, is in our area, that's our biggest concern or biggest complication is being able to compete with the bigger operators, if you will, of the higher end land rates. I know it's more of a niche market. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. That you know you can't buy a 1,000 acres at a time or 2,000 acres of farm ground at a time. But are your rates competitive in that aspect, or what do you think there?
As far as our loan amounts or our interest rate?
Loan amounts.
Okay, so loan amounts, this is where the participation loan comes in. And our other, we do have another program, a guaranteed loan program. So the $300,000 for our real estate, it is with the rising prices per acre of whether it's farm ground or pasture. We are having that has been a little bit of a problem area, so to speak, because $300,000, and we all know this, does not buy a whole bunch of real estate. But that's why there's been more banks using the participation loan. And let me explain that program to you just a little bit. So the participation loan, FSA can go, okay, so let me do a scenario for you. So let's just say that there's real estate that's going for $700,000, okay? FSA can do up to $300,000, and then the bank does four, okay? Our interest rate on our end is going to be 2.5% fixed for up to 40 years. So if the bank can, you know, they come in and they do their $400,000 side of it, we do, you know, we look at their interest rate. But what I've been seeing on average interest rate with the bank and the 2.5% from FSA, you're looking at 4% to maybe up to 4.5% from what I've seen on average, what the interest rate's going to be. Now, granted, they can't do the same, you know, amortization is what we can, but you don't have to do a down payment with the bank. They get a first lien position. This has worked amazing. So this allows us to do purchases on real estate, and the, you know, pasture depends on the location. You know, you can get someplace anywhere from $350 an acre up to, you know, $1,000 an acre, $2,000 an acre on pasture. Now, whenever you're looking at irrigated ground, obviously you're going to be looking at a little bit more when it comes to that, but that's a great program to kind of assist with people to get more pasture, more ground. So that is an option. The guarantee program, we can go up to 3.4 million on it, 3.99 or 1.399 on that one. But that is completely the bank's interest rate. And that one, you know, if you can get into the guarantee program with a bank, then that's a great way to go. But right now, if you're looking at anything, you know, $700,000 on real estate, that participation loan's a great way to go. So, and I do understand that, you know, purchasing real estate these days it's changed. It's changed. It's not the same as what it used to be. And which is, it's unfortunate, you know, that, you know, why that's happening, but it is unfortunate. So, you know, I do recommend that if you find larger pieces of property, don't get discouraged. Just, you know, communicate with the bank and tell them what you want to do. You know, they can talk about the participation loan. They can contact me directly, and I'd be more than happy to let them know what that loan consists of. And I've had some very happy banks with it that just did it for the first time, and they've already told me that they've got more people that would actually qualify for that loan as long as FSA, you know, does that up to $300,000 on it. So that's something to definitely keep in mind. And one other thing I'd like to throw out there too is that we, with the banks that we work with too, we do like, well, it's not necessary, but it does help the process, is we look for the ag lenders, you know, the banks that are familiar with agriculture and that, you know, understand, you know, they work up their side of it, their projections, that kind of stuff, you know, based on, you know, market prices and this and that. We do look for that. But we are always looking for new lenders to bring into our program, you know, because I'm sure you guys have all kind of seen that ag lenders out there, you know, it's getting tough on them. And there's a lot of them lenders that do the agricultural loans that they enjoy it, you know, that helps. And if you can get FSA involved in that and they want to do ag, that's better for all of us.
I agree. Thank you very much, Deanne, for that.
Sure.
Anybody else? Really, this is a great time to just ask any questions, because I have a feeling that you're not the only one wanting to know the answer to that question. So please feel free to just ask anything.
We have a shy bunch tonight.
Evidently. And I know that there's a huge draw to this because it is, like you said, FSA is, their perception is a lot better in the last, I would say, in our area anyway, the last 5 to 10 years. But
sure.
There's more people, especially in our age group, that is looking in that aspect because, or looking in that way because there is, it is harder and harder to find an opportunity, if you will, to start. There's, unless you are born into it or marry into it, it's kind of the joke. It's
exactly.
Hard to get going. And like you'd said earlier about some of those aging farmers that are looking at retirement, you know, there are some ways with, is there not, with, if they had their farm into CRP, can you go through that program? Is there, with the CRP program, that if they're wanting to take it out and get somebody started, I can't remember the name of that one, but that there's a way to get a beginning farmer into that farm ground of a retiring farmer that has their farm ground into CRP. Does that ring a bell, Savina? I can't remember.
Yeah. So the CRP thing has been a little bit tricky, because I have had somebody, and I'll get to your, where we're going, where I'm going with this. But I have had, you know, people contact me that they're wanting to purchase ground in CRP. The biggest thing about the farm loan side of it is that we do want to see the agricultural production from it. And the, you know, the mid-contract management doesn't necessarily, that doesn't apply, I suppose, to farm loans. But if there is somebody that wants to get CRP, that is coming out of CRP, they don't want to re-enroll it, then we absolutely can work with that. We don't have a specific so-called program our regular farm ownership, our operating program that can get them going in that. If they want to, you know, buy the CRP ground, it's coming out. Obviously, that would be some pretty good roughage for cattle, you know. I mean, that would be, you know, amazing for that. There's everybody, you know, everybody's always looking for that. One thing I do want to, and actually, you probably know more about it than I do on the program side of it, is that with CRP, if there is a beginning farmer that somebody gets to, or, you know, talks to about their mid-contract management on the CRP for with a beginning farmer, then that's a reduction in their, or a lesser reduced reduction in their payment too. So that is something to keep in mind. I don't know what's going to happen with re-enrollment in CRP when it comes out. CRP is actually a very popular program, but I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I do foresee there's probably going to be some cropland coming out, and I think it would be a really good opportunity, you know, for people to do that. Dry land, this day and age, I'm not sure. We still do dry land loans, but of course with a reduced yield on it. But I, you know, getting that, you know, back into ag production is going to be important as well. But I'm not exactly sure what program, you know, other than just our regular operating and real estate, you know, where we could do both of it, you know, just to get people going, because there's going to be a lot of expense in feed and fertilizer and, you know, so on and so forth with that. So I think that's, we'll just kind of have to see what happens with the CRP.
Okay. Well, I just was thinking, because I know there's a couple guys around here that actually were able to work with a producer that was taking their ground out of CRP, that they were able to lock. It had to be a five-year note or whatever, lease, and then the actual owner was able to receive two more years of those CRP payments, as well as the beginning farmer's lease, and that was kind of an incentive to help get somebody started. Does that ring a bell?
Is that the conservation, the land conservation program?
That, yeah, I have my notes, but I don't have them with me of what that is, and I just wanted to see if I couldn't remember the name of it, and I was hoping you would, but that might be.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's a land conservation contract, that program right there. I have never personally worked with that program, because in the counties that I work with, there's not a whole bunch of CRP in it. So I haven't had to work or haven't gotten the opportunity to work with that program, but I'm wondering if that's the one that you're talking about, is the land contract conservation or something like that. I think that might be it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yep. I think,
okay.
Yep. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, because that, like I said, I don't know a whole bunch about that program. I'll be honest with you, because I've not had to work with it. My counties don't do a whole bunch of CRP. I know that there's more CRP, as you get down into the extreme southeast part of Colorado, and then pretty well up that area, on the Kansas line. But my territory does not have a whole bunch of that. But thank you very much for bringing that up, because that's something, for people to keep in mind around in the few, the little bit of CRP we do have around here. So I appreciate that.
You bet. I just think that's a good opportunity for people that don't. There's non-agricultural farm ground that, possibly could be open to someone that's wanting to get started. So anyway.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's a great, great program. I think it would work very well. And does anybody know, is there a lot of CRP in like El Paso County? I know that there's some in a little bit in Pueblo County, maybe a little bit in Crowley County and Otero, but is there very much in El Paso County?
I think there's a little bit in the far east side of El Paso County into Elbert County.
Into Elbert. Okay. That's what I was wondering. Okay. Well, that's something, to keep in mind, with if it comes out, because I'm not sure when our next CRP sign up is going to be, but, that's something to definitely keep in mind.
Most definitely. Is there any other questions for Davina? Really urge everyone, to take advantage of the FSA on any of these opportunities that I hope that, just like she had said before, that we need to keep this, keep agriculture going. And it's up to you guys as young agriculturalists to do it. So it is very difficult to take that plunge, and it's kind of nice to actually hear Davina say, that the FSA is actually there to assist you and work with you, and communication is key, but it's up to you to actually take the plunge, and they will assist.
And one thing I do want to throw out there with families, kids and stuff, we have a youth loan program. It goes up to $5,000, and that is what we're doing to promote kids to get into 4-H and FFA. We can help with livestock purchases, expenses for your, the 4-H program, feed, vet, anything like that. So please keep that in mind with with your young families or, kids that are approaching the age for 4-H and FFA. We do have that youth loan program out there that is an excellent opportunity. I've even done, some youth loans for, young kids getting in, buying breeding livestock. As long as they're a member of FFA, 4-H, the Junior Cattlemen's Association, anything like that, then we can help with them getting just their small livestock herd going or their, show animals going. That program, I don't know why people don't utilize that more, because it is phenomenal. So that is something I want to throw out there too, is remember our youth loan program for your kids coming up. Because that's where it all starts, right there.
That's great. Thank you very much.
You bet. Anybody else? If anybody wants it
to,
I can send Casey my business cards. And if anybody wants my contact information, email, anything like that, just, you know, please, you know, just reach out. We'll do what we can to help you out.
Yeah, thank you for giving us your Thursday night, Davina. We appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Sure. No problem. I'm sure my kids, he's in there eating, probably watching, who knows what he's watching, probably Ferdinand. So.
Well, Casey, do you want to give your info or your contact info, or is there an easy way for them to if they're interested, to get in contact with you and Davina?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody needs more information on anything that we talked about or Davina's contact, feel free to email me at Casey, which is K-A-C-I-E, at Colorado FB, as in Farm Bureau, .org, or give me a call at 970-210-2807. So thank you again. We really appreciate it, and thanks, Alex.
You bet. Anytime. Thank you, Davina.
Thanks.
I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
All right. Bye.
Have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye-bye. You too.